You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So with the World Cup taking place and all of the streaming services online at the moment to catch all of the action, I thought we'd take a look at just some of the streaming offerings that are out there at the moment. DStv has, of course, got that free video streaming package that they've got, but it seems that has shrunk to just four channels being offered. At the same time, the likes of MTN are looking to launch their own streaming service to challenge Netflix. For more on this, we're going to take a look at... I'm joined on the line by our resident... digital expert Hanu Labuschagne of My Broadband to see if we can make sense of this. Hanu, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The streaming world clearly a buzz at the moment, not just from some of the operational challenges or changes that are taking place, but events like the World Cup taking place in the United States definitely bring about a lot more interest in streaming and access so that people can watch the games and revisit and relive all of this. How's streaming... How's streaming faring now with this World Cup?
It's been a very, very interesting development. And yeah, good evening to you as well, Jimmy. It's a big pleasure. Especially with this World Cup, we've seen a bunch of platforms come to the fore for the first time. This one example, I think, is Sporty TV, which is owned by a sports betting company that's come in and has this offer of you pay 15 Rand for a subscription to the entire World Cup, and you can watch it on YouTube. I think directly with them, it's something like 10 Rand. And then also, I think MultiChoice, very keenly aware of the extra competition, they made it available on their cheaper plans, their cheaper packages, the Access and Family plans for the first time, all 104 live matches of the World Cup on those more affordable packages. So I think it was keenly aware of this. And we saw, despite, you know, all these other players coming on board and it being available everywhere, the SABC Plus also, they broadcast, well, streaming all of the Bafana games and a bunch of other games, about 34 in total, they said, of the World Cup. Even their platform fell over with that first game. They had a little bit of a issue there, but yeah, it was due to some update on FIFA's side, which made things a bit hairy in the start. But certainly the market is opening up wide, and we're seeing it around big events, especially in terms of sports coverage, where, you know, DStv previously was the go-to platform. We've seen these a bunch of competitors in this space. And so giving South Africans a way more affordable way to catch some of the most sought-after sports events.
Hanu, let's take a look at the focus now from a streaming platform perspective. If you're a streaming service provider looking to come into the market, like the new ones that have come in for the World Cup, do you then start to think about things as an event-based model where you're only coming in for certain events and then after that you don't stream anything or you disappear or you do less work? How does this now fundamentally reshape how we think about subscription services, especially towards live events?
So, yeah, this model, I think the model you're referring to is basically pay-per-view is one of those. In the US, it's a very, very popular where people basically just pay for access to a specific event, a sports event, instead of like a consistent subscription over a long time. And I think month-to-month subscriptions have sort of conditioned the South African market for these things. The one area where we haven't seen something like this for the first time, the Sporty TV one, is a good example where instead of having their own streaming platform, they also do have one, but instead of doing that, they run on YouTube's platform, which is a very established, and they're really good with live events already. We've seen Netflix try a few live events and things went a bit wrong there. So I definitely think it's a trend we're moving towards where, you know, South Africans in general, we like to save money. And I think one of the clear signs of this was as well with this first Bafana game that the DStv website, not the streaming website, but the actual website on which you get a subscription, was offline due to the significant volume of traffic they saw on the night. And it's so typical for me with South Africans, where everyone was trying to save as much money. You want to give DStv as little money as possible, so you subscribe at the last moment. So I certainly think like this model that Sporty TV is using, you know, and it's very interesting. They're almost like they're a sports betting company, and they all of the advertising it goes towards, it's basically just for them on the platform. But you see so much sports betting advertising on DStv and other platforms anyway, that it's not really that much of a nuisance. I've personally subscribed to this as my preferred way to watch it, because I feel that YouTube is a very reliable platform. And I think if this is a success for them, it definitely sets the stage for more of these types of, you know, one-off event subscriptions, especially with South Africans being as price sensitive as they are.
Arno, does it not also then open up the opportunity for the smaller players? I mean, traditionally, we know the big players, we know the super sports, we know the Netflixes. Depending on what you want, there are those established brands. But then, does that not mean there's an opportunity here for the lesser known brands, the more private label brands, so to speak, to come into a market and say, well, we've secured access to this particular sport, you might like that, and you can pay-per-view for that?
So it is incredibly difficult. The world of sports rights and live broadcasting, it's incredibly expensive. If you look at the company backing the Sporty TV service, they've probably got very deep pockets out of the UAE. And it's not easy to just offer that, just like, you know, just come in and disrupt DStv or MultiChoice or Canal Plus, its new owner. It's a very experienced company in the area of sports rights, and it's keenly aware of the value of these rights. I think with the FIFA World Cup and football in general, it's been a little bit more open. DStv has been more open. But I don't think we'll see anytime soon, you know, coverage of Springbok games, for example, or some of the more short, well, it's sort of like perceived as sports that are for more affluent households, that you'll see those, some of these golf tournaments and things like that being on alternative platforms. I think Canal Plus is keenly aware of super sports value. They've said this themselves. I think the one thing that they were willing to sacrifice was the Winter Olympics was one thing that we unfortunately couldn't get anywhere. I think they probably just looked at the metrics of the Winter Olympics compared to some of their other events, and they were like, yeah, it's not incredibly popular among South Africans. It doesn't justify the price tag and the commercial potential. But I do think things like Springbok games and in that area, unless we've seen some regulatory movements, some pushing for more public broadcasting access or sub-licensing to be more open. But I don't think it's something that the DStv will easily surrender without a fight. I mean, this is what keeps people on DStv Premium. So unfortunately, in that area, it might be a bit of a bit difficult. But we've seen, I think Amazon Prime is a good example of a major disruptor, you know, 59 Rand per month for a streaming service and then all those shopping benefits. It's not completely unimaginable that the big players will come in and try to disrupt with sort of like once-off pay-per-view stuff, because companies like Amazon and Netflix have also got very, very deep pockets. So we might see more choice in that area.
Consumer choice might be the reason why it's a race to the bottom for some of these companies. We'll see how this unfolds. For now, streaming taking on many different forms as the World Cup continues to unfold. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Arno Labuschagne of My Broadband joining us to take a look at the streaming world, the streaming services available, and how it is that those dynamics are changing.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.